Turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 8. Does that sound familiar? I'm going to take a little different route. Than Gary did yesterday, although it's the same thing. And we're going to start right where he started in verse 9. And before I say anything else or do anything else, I want you to, as Gary says, I want you to get a blessing. If he had Sue here, he would say the same thing. But Miss Candy, would you please stand? Yeah. That's my honeymoon wife. I've been having a honeymoon with her for 36 years. Isn't that great? Praise God. And I'm glad she's here with us. Now, just to identify, we're going to make some identifications here this morning with being in the right place at the right time. And so I want you to just start with, we're just going to read a few verses because we know that Gary covered this through the Holy Spirit perfectly last night. And so we can't go any deeper in that area concerning some of those things that he went back under the shadow in Exodus 35 and showed us some beautiful things that the Lord had already begun to say in his word concerning what the free heart of giving would be to us today. But we're going to read just a little bit just to bring you up to that place. Verse 9 says, "For we know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich." And Gary explained, where was he poor at? Or where was he rich at? Heaven. Where was he poor at? The cross. Okay. Now, just skipping down, this is where he went to Exodus 35. In verse 12, it says, "If there be first a willing mind, it is acceptable according to what a man hath, and not according to what he hath not." And then he goes on to say, "For I mean not that other men be eased and you burdened." So he begins to talk about from the very beginning what his conscience is. We're going to talk a little bit for a few minutes about the conscience of Paul. Now, how many of you would like to be able to know that when you give into something, when you're really giving into something, that the person who's asking you to give is giving out of a perfect conscience? In other words, they believe that the reasons why that they're asking you to give is for the right reasons. For the right reasons. And Paul begins from the very beginning to say this: "It is not my desire, Corinthians, to take from you, burden you, so that we can ease the burden in Jerusalem." And that's where it was going. And Paul began from the very beginning of he's going into this exhortation on desiring that they would give, but he begins to tell them, "Look, it's in my conscience. I do not want to take from you so I can bless someone else." So he says here, verse 14, "But by equality that now at this time your abundance may be a supply for their want," talking about Jerusalem, "that their abundance also may be a supply for your want, that there may be equality." He goes on to say different things out of the Old Testament there. But he says this in verse 18, "And we have sent unto you..." Oh, let me back up. 16 it says, "But thanks be to God, which put this same earnest care in the heart of Titus for you. For indeed he accepted the exhortation, but being more forward of his own accord, he went unto you." So he says, "Look, here's the guys that work with me, Titus. He's going to go and he's going to receive or gather this offering that you have. But I didn't even ask him, but Titus stepped up and said, 'Look, I'll go. I'll go forward, Paul. I'll be a part of being able to gather this offering.'" And he says, "And he went, and we have sent him with the brother whose praise is in the gospel throughout all the churches." So he says, "Look, not only have we sent Titus, who's a good guy, But we've sent also with him a brother whose praise is in the gospel throughout all the churches. And not that only, so here he's given more ammunition. He says, but not that only, but who also are chosen of the churches to travel with us. With this grace, which is administered by us to the glory of the same Lord and declaration of your ready mind. Now what does he say in verse 20? He says, avoiding this. What is he avoiding? That no man should blame us in this abundance which is administered by us. And he says this, providing honest things, not only in the sight of the Lord, but also in the sight of men. And we have sent with them our brother, whom we have oftentimes proved diligent in many things, but now much more diligent upon the great confidence which we have in you. And then he goes on, does anyone inquire of Titus? He says, he's my partner and fellow helper concerning you. Or our brethren, these other guys that he's mentioned, if they be inquired, they are the messengers of the churches and of the glory of Christ. Wherefore show ye them before the churches the proof of your love and of our boasting on your behalf. So all he's saying here is, look, these guys are good guys. And avoiding this, that the gospel, that we would be blamed for taking anything on our own and for our own purposes. In other words, he's saying, the conscience by which we're doing this is a pure conscience. Now, I want you to look at something with me just for a second in chapter 6. One of the things that Paul's conscience was backed up on, and his team in which he was sending to them to receive this offering, it was backed up, his conscience was backed up on not just the Holy Spirit, yes, the Holy Spirit and his Spirit in Christ, but everything that had proved him up to that point. And so Paul's sending these guys and he's saying, look, we're going to receive an offering. Titus is a good guy. These other guys that are going to come with Titus, you can give, because I can tell you this, they're not going to handle this money. There's going to be no blame in the gospel for it. But he says, we're doing this out of a good conscience. And in chapter 6, Paul mentions something concerning his conscience and why he could commend himself and why he could commend others that were part of his team. Now, chapter 6 says this, we then, as workers together with him, beseech you also that you receive not the grace of God in vain. For he saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted. In a day of salvation I have secured thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. And here he says something, just what he said similar, giving no offense in anything, that the ministry be not what? So the ministry be not blamed. But in all things, approving ourselves. And when he says, been in all things, and he's going to list some of all these things, approving ourselves. He says, these things are going to prove us as who we say we are. So then in later in chapter 8, he's going to say, look, I'm sending these guys. They've been through this with me. So they know, you know that they're on the right track with me. And he says this, approving ourselves as the ministers of God. And that's important. He wanted them to know that they were the ministers of God. Now, this month, I guess it'll be this month, we're getting close to it, there will be some commencement services. You know what a commencement service is? It's a graduation, right? And Dr. Jim Martin, he's had some commencement services because he's a chancellor at a Bible college, from what I understand. And he's graduated some people, and he's bestowed upon them honors at different times. And he'd say, because you accomplished this, and because you accomplished that, and because you went through this class, and you went through 101 on that, and you went through 101 on this, you are hereby bestowed this honor as being part of this college and a graduation in it. Now, in most graduations across America, there's a usual song, or not a song that they sing, but there's a music. How many of you know what pomp and circumstance is? Okay? Dun, 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 dun. Would you hold this so I can read it? And you continue to hymn, dun, 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 a little higher. I'm going to commence. I'm going to approve Dr. Jim as part of our team that we're sending to you in good conscience. And you continue to hymn. Da, 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 da. By these things I approve you as a minister of God, that in much patience you've endured much with much patience. In afflictions you've done well. I'm sending you to the Corinthian church because you went through afflictions. In necessities, da, 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 da. You're approved in necessities. Do you know what necessities are? That means doing something when you don't want to do it. Oh God, I got to do this again. This is a necessity. I need to pray. You've passed necessities, Dr. Jim. Da, da. In distresses, in extreme distresses, you are going to get to go as part of the team. Da, 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 da. Oh, here we are. In stripes, you've been beaten with me. In imprisonments, we've gone to the jail together. In tumults, what's that? That's just bad things with bad company. Da, 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 da. Jim, you're commended with labors with us. You've watched with us. You know what watching is? Watching just in the Greek means staying up sometimes, all night, watching through the night. Thanks, Jim. Da, 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 da. Jim, in fastings, you're commended. Da, 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 da. Jim, in pureness of heart, you're commended. By knowledge, duh. By long suffering, by kindness, by the Holy Ghost, by love unfeigned, meaning no mixture in your love, by the word of truth, Jim, and by the power of God. I bet your arms are tired. By the power of God, by the armor of righteousness, Aaron and Hur. By Aaron and Hur, and it is Hur that is holding you up. Yes. Da, 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 da. Thank you. By the word of truth, by the power of God, by the arm of righteousness on the right hand, and as I said, Hur. By honor, sometimes by dishonor, by an evil report, and as a good report. Sometimes you've been called a deceiver, and yet you're true. As unknown, and yet well known. As dying, and behold, you live. As chastened, but not killed. As sorrowful, oh God, Paul, you're commended. As sorrowful, yet always rejoicing. As poor, yet making many rich. As having nothing, and possessing all things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, would the rest of you stand? And would you continue to play that? A little louder. As part of the team, being in the right place at the right time, just announced by the Holy Ghost. Yesterday, there are those of you that have come to this place and come this week with many burdens. You're part of an elite team. With many concerns, you've carried things here from where you're from your home. And from that place, He says, but this attack has partially or temporarily, is what he's saying, blinded you to what I have told you in your life and what I have done in your life. But this is what the report of the Lord is. If you will be very attentive in all these services, I am going to be able to reveal unto you just how free you are. Hallelujah. I am going to be able to give you a revelation of your victory over these things that you're facing at home. I'm going to help you understand how to walk in the victory, in victory every day of your life. There is no problem you face that is heavier than the cross on which my son was nailed. And I want you to know he died to give you this victory. This week will be a breakthrough week for you. If you will focus your attention on me, I will reach deeply into your life, into your heart, and I will make adjustments in you to help you get back in line with what I'm doing in your life. Commencement is Satan is attacking, but I say unto you as your Father and your God, this week you win. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What does that have to do with an offering? This, you are in the right place at the right time with the right company. Destiny has brought you to this place for this purpose, and everything that he's fighting all the more validates your commencement. You are free. Hallelujah! Glory! Praise God. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The ushers, while this music is being played, will come forth. We bless it in Jesus' name. And as you give this morning, know you're giving into destiny. This is part of your life. Amen.